these are the days and nights, even though we have a busy schedule, we have to go to work in the morning, we children have school as well and so on, but these are the days and nights to bring our children to the mosque and to get them involved in activities related to Imam Hussein as much as possible. There is a lot of times where people will be critical of the things that are done in the name of Imam Hussein as quote-unquote rituals. You know, and you will hear these criticisms of, you know, what's the purpose of only wearing black clothes and just crying and just doing, you know, Shabi and Alam and Tabut and just doing Matam when we don't understand the message of Imam Hussein, and, you know, the month comes and goes and we have not taken anything from it, and just eating and drinking and Niyaz and Sabil, and, you know, what's the point? We should understand the message and we should understand the philosophy and why Imam Hussein gave his life. I don't disagree with the importance of the philosophy and the message of Imam Hussein. But at the same time, I don't agree as well any attempt to downplay what we might call as rituals. Why? Because these, what we call rituals, they have a deep impact on our psyche. They leave something within our essence and our being that shape us and make us who we are. And when we teach our children from the young age, this can actually save their lives. Your child might be a very young child today, but one day he grows up and becomes a teenager. We are always concerned as parents that our children might fall into wrong company, that they might go astray, that they might stop praying and fasting, that they might get attracted to a different tradition, or get into all kinds of trouble. And we are worried, you know, when that happens, how will we be able to rescue them? So we are always trying to protect them. One of the ways in which you can protect your children is to make them Husseini constantly. You will find that at the most difficult times in their lives, even as adults, it is this azah of Hussein that will save them and bring them back. I can assure you. Why do I say this? You see, the Quran in its place, but a person's relationship with the Quran is not a human-to-human relationship. At the end of the day, the Quran does not represent itself as a person, even though it has its own reality. It is a book. So one might know a lot about the Quran, but at some point they might put it aside and still do something wrong. But if someone has a personal relationship and love for Imam al-Hussein, then that bond remains with him all his life. And it indoctrinates him in ways you cannot understand. It will stop your child, even when he is at the last moments on the brink of hellfire, it will pull him back when the days of azah come. He will remember, regardless of what it is, when the month of Muharram comes, I have to go cry for Hussein. His heart will beat, Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein. It will not allow him otherwise.